From unsolved mysteries to unexplained phenomena, from comedy gold to relationship fails, Amazon Music's got the most ad-free top podcasts. Included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be. Wait, what's the wedding march tune? What's, okay. We are shameful. We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as much as we should be.
Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm James.
Gets and, me every time.
Well, now I have to say James and I are married, and I didn't really like that at all.
What's so weird about that?
Yeah, you're right.
There's nothing weird about that.
Can you use your real name?
Stefan.
Stefan and I are married.
Producer Stefan.
Producer Stefan is in the house.
Back on it.
Guest appearance for the wedding episode.
Still married. 1 whole week later.
Yeah, a week and a day.
Weren't we going to use... Jimmy had written a really nice intro on his wedding card that he wrote us, and we were actually going to use that as the intro for this.
I think it's going to be the description.
Okay.
Yeah. Man. You don't remember that at all,
I
do
remember
you?
That. Oh, yeah, okay. Of course. It was like something
something
good.
Something.
Yeah. Really, just right off the dome.
Yeah. It's in there.
Yeah. I've got things to share about the card.
Oh, really?
Honestly, but.
Okay. Man, where do we even start, you know?
First things first. Has Drud listened to last week's episode?
No, which like hurts a little because you and Drud spend lots of time together recently.
Oh man, boy, do I have stories.
Oh man,
I have stories.
So I don't even know
where
we want
to hear them.
Well, I've been bottling it up for an entire week.
Yeah. Aren't allowed to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
No, Drud didn't listen.
No.
She might listen to this one if we talk about her. Actually, no, we talked about her every episode and she still doesn't listen.
Yeah, she's apparently got things on the go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know?
No. She told me last weekend.
No, not that thing.
Oh.
Like, professionally.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Did you knew that?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't
Unless
know that.
Maybe we're talking about different things.
Studying for
a
certain thing.
Yeah, a certain test.
A certain test, yeah.
To get into a career path.
Yeah.
Oh, CPA?
No.
Could you imagine?
No.
Shout out to my dad. I'm an accountant. Okay, Judd didn't listen. Stefan, did you listen to our last episode with Ashley?
No, I didn't actually.
And you probably didn't even listen.
It's okay. You're producing, so you're putting in the work.
Yeah. Otherwise. Did you hear me listen to it? Probably not. I don't. I think
potentially
it was,
not.
Yeah, I might have been listening when I was driving.
Actually, before we get into Two Truths and a Lie, we've been putting something off for a couple weeks.
Okay.
We have the option to monetize.
Yeah.
And I think it's time to sell out.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm so ready to quit my job. So I'm ready to make money off the podcast.
I'm really interested to see like what the mechanisms are for this.
Yeah.
You know, like do ads just get like inserted
right
at the beginning? And then how much money do we get?
Yeah.
I'm thinking cents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think where the real money comes in is partnerships.
Oh.
But we need more listeners for people like Devin and Lang, first people we reach out to.
Yeah.
We've talked about their underwear far too much to do it once, but which is far too much to be talking about it for free.
It was a good conversation.
So, you know, we need to do that.
Let's monetize.
We are in. Nobody, you know, the only thing that it's between us and our God, right?
Yeah.
And if my God is fine with me selling out.
Yeah.
And your God is fine with you selling out.
Yep.
And Stefan's is fine.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm so ready.
I think all
to
we
sell
have to
out.
Do is click a button.
Perfect.
So sorry to our finance bro. No, the finance bros are going to be stoked.
They should like it.
Yeah.
They should like us.
We've been doing it for free. They're probably pissed that we've been doing
it's
it for
true.
Free for
what
so long.
What a waste.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of our talents and it's time.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Okay, now we can get into two truths and a lie.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't come up with any.
I've got like a million.
You've got enough for all of us, maybe.
I've got enough.
I don't have any either.
Maybe.
What are you doing here? What are we doing?
Okay,
you can't.
Okay.
Like.
Let's cut out the silence and I'll come up with some.
You went on a mini honeymoon and you have no truths or lies about what you did as you spent a week away from me and didn't talk to me at all. And I didn't reach out because I wanted to give you guys space.
You know what? I was going to thank you. You really respected boundaries.
There was no boundaries in place.
I know, but they were unspoken assumed boundaries.
What was the assumed
boundary?
You're
right. I guess it wasn't really
shut
a boundary.
The fuck up.
Yeah. I just won't respond.
I don't give a shit.
And I just liked that. We didn't really talk to anyone and it was kind of nice.
You were super glad that I was not talking to you.
No, I was glad no one was talking to us, to be honest.
Yeah, honestly, we were just living in our own little world.
Yeah. It was nice.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I remember you told me where you guys went, but I don't remember where you went.
We'll get into it.
Did you see any otters?
No otters.
No otters.
Well, maybe that's a lie.
Stefan's pretty much otter built.
True. True. Stefan would be an otter.
Yeah. I would say so.
That's true.
Also, okay. I recently learned like the meaning of twink.
Okay.
Like.
I feel like I know, but the way you're saying it makes me think I don't know.
Something cream filled.
Oh,
Twinkies.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that before. That's different. That's different.
Yeah, it's really literal. Really literal.
Literal but layered.
Yeah.
Like a whoopie pie. What?
Okay, hold on. I've got two.
Coming up with some here.
You know,
if the mood strikes you, it's the time to do so.
Yeah.
As we're just talking about nothing.
Yeah,
at all.
Let's see how many things I have on my list that I didn't want. Like, because this is the wedding debrief episode, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So I've got. Okay, I've got three truths or lies.
Okay.
For my two truths and a lie.
Okay.
I've got the monetized thing. I've got another update.
Okay.
I've got another thing. I've got another thing from work this week.
Okay.
I just have a personal life update.
Oh my goodness.
And I have a wedding thing that I wanted to remember. Actually, no, that's a truth or a lie.
So you've got four.
Actually, all of these all of them are kind of phrased as truths or lies. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
8.
Okay.
Wait, did I count monetizing? No.
I don't even know where to start because we've got so much to talk about.
Yeah.
But we'll just see how it goes.
It's a good thing we didn't have any issues getting this episode started.
Yeah, it's a good thing we started right on time.
We don't have any hard outs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we can really get into it.
Yep. We should be okay.
Do you want my original two truths and a lie?
Do you need a minute, Stefan?
You guys can continue. I just need one more.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Hit me.
So one is not wedding related, but I haven't been able to get Chicken Fried by the Zac Brown Band out of my head the entire week.
Okay.
Normally, like, I'll get an earworm, but then it goes, but I don't, you know.
Okay.
I'm just really bopping around to it. I asked Judd to dance at the wedding.
Yeah.
And she said no.
I saw that happen, though.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Yeah. Man, that was rough.
Yeah. She was like, you did convince her, but it took a while.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I had no idea what was going on.
She was not into it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, that's embarrassing. That.
Yeah, we talked about it, and we also talked about it at the wedding. Really briefly, but
who expects me to remember?
It's true.
Do you think it's a truth or a lie, Stefan?
What was it?
Good. He might not know. He might not.
When everybody was dancing at the beginning,
okay.
I was like, okay, Drud, we got to dance.
Yeah.
And she was like, no. She actually said no.
I think that's a truth.
She was going to sit that one out.
Yeah, she was.
I think that was a truth. She it, might not have had enough liquor in her at the time.
Well, that's what it has to be, right?
I'd hope so. Like, she danced a lot later, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
So probably that was it.
And I think, like, I'm a delightful dancer.
I don't think she drinks that much, though.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay, what's another one? I know that one's true.
Drinking's kind of your thing.
Yep.
and I cried a lot when I was writing, like, trying to find something to write in your card. I know that, like, what was written in your card probably doesn't reflect that. But what the amount of crying that I did while I was writing in the card was...
It was a really nice message in the card.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I can get it and read it out loud to the podcast. Yeah,
I think that would be beautiful.
It's actually, I think, one of the ones sitting on the coffee table over there.
That could be a truth.
I think it's true. You said there was an adventure. Why did my voice just crack? You said there was an adventure with the card, so
welcome
maybe.
Welcome to puberty, Janet.
Yeah. Mm.
An adventure.
Awkward, I'm 14.
Hey, nice.
Don't fist bump it for that. Oh my God. yeah, I kind of want to say that one's true.
Okay. Well, obviously, Drudge said no.
Yep.
I can't believe I had to convince her. We Well, that's a bit later. I haven't been able to get colder weather.
I never actually voted on that one. I kind of thought it would be a different song.
Not really a big
colder weather. What a good song.
Oh, so good. Sad. Fuck me, man.
It really hits.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forget how it goes now, but. It's been there.
Yeah, I also forget how it goes.
I did not cry a lot when I was writing your card.
Well, whatever.
I cried a lot while I was like trying to pick out your card.
Really?
As I was like thinking about the wedding and the weekend. And then when I was actually writing in it,
you were
it was
out.
Like 5 minutes before I shoved it into the box. Drud was there. So I wasn't really.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. That checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite a. I was in Shoppers just like. Tears streaming down my face. I was like, because I was thinking about what I would write in your card.
And
that was, it was very emotional.
Wow.
I'm very, nice. What? The message in your card was like, I'm just like very grateful.
Yeah,
to
basically.
Have, I'm very grateful to have you guys
it was
in
really
my
nice.
Life.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very sweet.
So.
It was an emotional wedding all around.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh
yeah,
my God.
Crying.
Yeah. Who did cry more during the ceremony?
Stefan cried the most because we watched.
No, I mean, I'm a part of this.
Oh,
maybe.
Out of
the
you
three
maybe.
Of us,
well, I don't know.
I think it might
Stefan.
Have been me.
Well, we didn't even see.
That's true. In the video, Stefan is crying because I didn't start crying till like the end of the aisle. But Stefan was crying the entire time.
Yeah.
But not in like a super sobby way. Just
no, you were just,
like,
you were on the ground.
Very stoic.
Very demure.
Very,
very mindful.
Yes.
Very
just,
manly crying.
Just moved.
No, you're right.
Emotion.
You weren't like in hysterics.
Yeah.
But
a
you
lot
were
of
crying.
Deep breaths and a lot of you know, tears rolling down my face. A lot of sniffles, actually.
Yeah, a lot of sniffles.
I love a tear rolling down the face. Just
you did a lot of like shaking it off.
Yeah. A lot of just like deep breaths out.
Yeah. Yeah.
We rewatched the video and you can just see me like exhaling. I like turn around and like they're like, oh, the bride's coming down the aisle. And I just like deep breath in, look up at the sky.
Yeah.
Exhale.
It really was a full thing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Did you rewatch the entire ceremony?
Yeah.
Did you like the part when Stefan like kind of swung around on the pole?
I heard people's reaction, but I didn't really, I thought he just kind of jumped over my dress. Then we both watched it back and Stefan was like, holy fuck, that thing almost went down.
I know you did have like a lot of confidence in the arch.
Well, and the funny thing was like the day before when we'd done the rehearsal, we knew it was rickety because he'd kind of done a similar thing.
Yeah, that part was rehearsed. Yeah.
But it was like, we didn't realize until watching the video back how fucking, rickety that thing was.
It was. I felt like it was when you did Walk the Dog and nobody but me saw it. Like, and then afterwards you were like, you swung around. Yeah. And I was like, saw.
There's my name.
Stefan, I saw.
Yeah. It was, I was like, well, that would have been a thing. Because they like take it down every year, that setup, because that's part of the ski hill. So they like, I don't know. It would have been a thing if it had fallen down.
Funny. I saw the officiant just like kind of, I thought she was a crazy lady.
Oh yeah.
I thought she might've been related to you, Stefan. before.
Yeah.
Turns out, no, the officiant. And I feel like the officiant is supposed to be crazy.
Yeah, kind of. She did great, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I never even met her before.
Never met her before.
She cut the chairlift line.
Good for her.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, who is this person?
I see.
I thought it might have been your mom at the beginning, and then maybe like an aunt or something.
Mm.
But no, just the officiant.
Yeah, good for her.
Congratulations on the prosperity blessing.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can see it in the video because we have the angle. We had the two cameras, one going down the aisle. Shit. And you can see the deer in the video. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Was it a doe, a female deer?
It was a female deer.
A doe.
A doe. A deer. Yeah. Because I saw it hanging up on the hill before I walked down the aisle because it had already crossed. Nice. And then you saw it run across.
Right in front of us, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
When you were going up the chairlift.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first time that you saw Janet.
Good job. Good job.
Was at the end of the aisle, right?
That is correct, yeah.
So what was your chairlift timing spacing like?
I just watched. We just like looked out the window.
So you saw me?
Well, not really. I maybe saw a glimpse of you. We kind of glimpsed the groomsmen.
Did you see Jeff?
No. Stefan's buddy, who was late, ended up riding up with Stefan on the chairlift.
And Alton, yeah.
Not the most late, though.
No, not the most late. No, I didn't ever see Jeff. But we kind of saw that you guys got on the chairlift. So then we were like, okay, now we can walk down. Okay. So we waited until you were on, and then we walked out of the room and got on. So we were on pretty quickly after you, but you just like didn't turn around.
And Jeff wouldn't have been late, but he basically was escorting some of my other friends to the shuttle.
Yes.
One of them was booked onto the shuttle, and the other two decided last minute that they didn't want to take the chairlift.
That so they were scared of heights.
Who the hell is Jeff?
He's shorter. He's got like blondish hair.
And a beard.
A beard. He's very outgoing, drinks a lot. He was sitting at, not your table, he was sitting at a different table.
My table.
Yeah.
Table 10 forever.
Table 10 forever. he was sitting at table 5, I think.
Yeah, just a high school buddy, super nice guy.
You need to talk louder. I don't know why you're talking so quiet.
What's your spikies
like? Can you not hear me?
I can't see.
I'm just worried it won't be.
No, it'll come through.
Oh, there we go.
It'll come through. These are professional microphones.
We'll fix it in post.
Where were we?
I don't table yeah. 5, Jeff.
Yeah. He smacked Stefan on the head with the chairlift bar. Lower it, he just wailed Stefan on the back of the head with it.
Yo, the chairlift was a little scary.
Yeah, were you a little scared?
Well, I was wearing Birks. And so
big
I was
mistake.
Like,
In the email, I specifically mentioned shoes.
Well, I didn't want to, so I didn't. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I was just like constantly gripping.
Yeah, just flexing your feet upward.
Well,
it was
one of the, I know we talked about it a lot. My big toe was pushing down. The other toes were pushing up.
To keep the.
But just like the lightest amount of pressure. It just needed that friction, that tension to make sure that my shoe wasn't going to fall off.
Yeah.
But it was stressful.
You would have gotten it back eventually, but it probably would have taken a long time.
Yeah.
They would have gotten and found it for you, but yeah.
I doubt I would have asked anybody to go get my shoe for me. I probably would have done it myself.
You would have just hiked down. Yeah. You're doing a long walk.
Oh, it's grassy. There's grass.
Yeah, you just got to watch so you don't get dummied by bikers and bears. There was bears. My great aunt saw 4 bears when she was riding up.
Started with E. Oh my God, who is the...
Enid. Oh, Enid.
Yeah, Enid.
Yeah.
Okay, fucking Enid. You know what happened with Enid? Did anybody tell you?
No.
So Enid gets the announcement that Enid's allowed to like sit at the special bench, right?
She's my grandma.
Okay, Grandma Enid. Got it. Enid was like on the first level.
Yeah.
And instead of taking the cutback, she just straight down.
Did she fall?
No.
Yeah, she is wild.
But like, hey, Enid, you get a special bench because you're probably old and can't see or whatever. And you just fucking go straight down the slope.
That's really good. I like that a lot.
Could you imagine if she fell?
That wouldn't be good.
No.
I wouldn't have heard about it though, which I appreciate. Someone did fall getting off the chairlift at the bottom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, really? And I heard about it the next day, which I appreciated.
Who?
Barb, Betty's sister or Betty's sister-in-law.
Barb and Phil?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She was they didn't slow it down enough. She was helping Margaret get off and then it bumped her. She was fine. They took an incident report. The supervisor of the lift was very mad at the cherries for not
Cherries.
Lifties. That's what they're called.
I like cherries better.
I like cherries too. Cherries okay, let's go with really that. Cute.
The supervisor was pretty mad at them for not stopping it.
Do you think it would be a gendered thing? Like cherries are the women and the lifties are the boys?
Maybe.
Could be now.
I can dig it. Maybe a little too gendered.
A little too gendered. Yeah. So they took like an incident report and stuff. But she was fine. Like she didn't even mention it to me. Other people mentioned it to me. She would never.
What I would do to see that happen.
I'm really glad I didn't know about it. There's like, some things like, I didn't know about till the next day that I appreciated.
It's not like it freaking shoved her out. Like,
no, it did knock her down. But like she was obviously fine and she's quite healthy.
Who's Margaret and who's Betty? Wait, Betty? Phil? Betty? Margaret.
Betty is my great aunt.
Okay. Okay.
Who's the one who lives in Calgary, who I'm closer to.
Betty.
And then
who fell?
Her sister-in-law. So Phil is her brother, and then Barb is
Barb. Phil's. Barb fell. So Barb's old.
Yeah, she's old, but she's quite like she's quite
fragile.
Fit.
Oh. Okay.
No, like if Margaret had fallen, that would have been a problem because she's not well. She's not like super well.
Damn,
so
say it to her face.
Yeah, that would have been a problem. But it was fine, I think. I didn't know about after. Someone also snuck a dog in, their dog into the whole reception, dinner.
What?
Yeah, Stefan's.
How big is this dog?
Tiny. Smaller very than tiny. Hannah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, Stefan's aunt and uncle have a dog, and this dog is literally 1,000 years old and cannot be left alone.
How?
So they had it in one of those little bag carriers.
Yeah.
And we just happened to put them, the four tables, like right in front of the head table, the one off the very corner, like not in front of the DJ booth, that was their table. So they were right against the wall. They were like, we thought you guys did that on purpose. I was like, no. Okay. And they just put the dog in the little suitcase thing, like the little carrier, and just had it against the wall the whole time.
Wow.
And I never knew.
Yeah. I same.
Yeah. We didn't know they were
the dog
is
also like 1,000 years old. So I think it just like.
Dogs can't be 1,000
well,
years old.
Well, you know.
Janet.
Metaphorically speaking, hyperbolically speaking. Yeah. We found out about that the next day, which I think is quite funny. I'm like, I didn't know. I'm happy. Venue never found out.
Funny little Easter eggs that you find out the next
yeah,
day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what else did you find out the next day?
I think those were the two big things. I mean, there was like stuff that happened that we didn't know.
Well.
What else did we find out?
Actually, I'm not going to.
Is it bad?
We'll quack
is it. Is it for off the podcast? Is it something I don't want to know?
No, you know. It probably shouldn't be on the podcast.
I'll quack it. I commit
we
to
can
quacking
this.
It.
What?
The incident with
oh my god. Yeah, we'll quack that. We can quack that. I will tell you about it after.
What kind of incident?
An incident.
But like what kind of incident?
Well, now we have to quack so many times.
We're taking the whole chunk out.
Oh, okay.
Is that
yes, yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny. What? Oh my god. What? Oh my god. We'll do the thing where it's like I can keep the things that are still good in and just quack, 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 quack. Hell yeah, right?
Fucking hell.
It's good to have another masculine presence on the podcast.
Since God damn it.
There's your clip.
I thought that had stopped, and now I'm hoping it hasn't.
Ay caramba.
Yeah, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, it was just an interesting
thing
that happened.
How,
wow, what
the love was in the air, hey? Mm-hmm. Who would have thought?
Weddings tend to do that kind of thing.
What?
Nothing new. Well, this is a long chunk we got to deal with here.
Hey, good thing neither of you do it.
That's true. Good thing I put in no effort. Okay, I have mine.
Hit me.
There was a catastrophe at the ceremony that like that trickled into the ceremony that was visible if people were paying attention. Okay. Well, now this one doesn't work because we've talked about it too much. I was gonna say Stefan saw me the morning of the wedding.
No.
I think it would have come up.
Not like.
Well, if he did, he hasn't told me.
Is the first, is like, I feel like the first look is just about the whole dress and stuff.
Well, you're not really supposed to see each other. It's like an old tradition that you're not supposed to. Like, we didn't stay together the night before.
Yeah, I didn't see you at all from when I said goodbye the night before. And then I went and stayed with Steve.
I would have thought all the premarital sex is worse than...
Yeah. Yeah. You got to keep one... one.
Well, we were good the night before.
Good as in like well-behaved?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, well-behaved.
And the third one is we got a noise complaint on our mini moon. Because we
on
were on the mini moon. Oh, that's what I'm calling it.
I forgot a Jeremy thing.
Oh, we had like the unit above someone else's unit and we got a noise complaint.
In the mini moon? On the mini moon?
Yeah.
Shit, these are...
Well, if it had been at Inferni, it would have been someone we know giving us a noise complaint.
Yeah. Well... I feel like this is a little dirty. Where this is,
I'm not going to give you
too
many details.
This is where the podcast is going.
I just said it.
You guys are making noise complaints on your mini moon.
I'm just
only dirty if it's true.
Like a noise complaint during the wedding makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, no.
Like Jeremy's girlfriend would have made a noise complaint during the wedding.
Yeah, literally. She was a rock star, though.
Yeah, she was great.
She seems. Well-grounded.
Yeah.
Yep. Which
is good for Jeremy. Anyways.
Yeah. Okay, so first one was...
Catastrophe.
Lie.
Okay.
Second one was...
Stefan saw me in the morning of the wedding.
Lie.
Yeah.
Third one, noise complaint on the mini moon. Fuck it. Let's go true.
Ha, I gotcha.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, no noise complaint. Catastrophe at the wedding.
Congratulations, guys.
Catastrophe at the wedding, like kind of true.
What do you mean kind of true?
So the
this
day
is
before,
a terrible truth or lie,
it's
a
true.
True.
It's okay. True. The day before, I realized when we were doing our rehearsal that I only bought the groomsmen three ties, and there was four groomsmen.
There were four groomsmen.
And Caitlin pointed it out because she'd steamed the ties.
Who's Caitlin?
Jeremy's girlfriend.
Oh.
So she'd steamed all the ties and everything that day. And she just happened to come up the mountain with us. And as we're doing the rehearsal, at some point, she's like, so, Janet, I only steamed three of those ties. And I was like, huh. So it turns out I'd only ordered three of the ties, which is really impressive because I was so organized.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so it was kind of a catastrophe. But then, I mean, it's a lie. Oh, I don't know. You can decide if it's a lie or not. Stefan's friend hadn't left Calgary yet at that time on Friday.
Was that Nick?
No. No, of course not. No, Evan, the one who was taller than you.
Evan,
you were mad at him for being taller than you. You at one point went up to him and said, I don't like that you're taller than me, or something of the sort.
Hey, I get it.
Yeah. So he's been to 1,000 weddings.
Oh.
So he had so many floral ties. So he brought every floral tie he owned.
He's a tie merchant.
Yeah.
Self-proclaimed.
Yeah,
and it's
self-proclaimed
true.
Tie
he
merchant.
Came and he just had all these ties like around his arm. He's like, hey, guys, take pick.
And there was one that was basically the same pattern. And it was a dark blue color. And it had the maroon kind of accent in the flowers. So Stefan's best man wore it.
Perfect.
And it worked really well.
Yeah.
Because for a second, it was going to be a no tie event.
Yeah.
But that would have been sad because the ties were really nice.
Ties were cute.
So it actually worked out super well.
I wouldn't say it trickled into the ceremony.
Yeah, I guess maybe. Yeah. Maybe it
was
definitely catastrophe, but
yeah.
That's a hard resolve.
And I think I was so grateful that Caitlin mentioned it that evening or that day, because I think if I'd realized the next day, like the wedding morning, I would have been very stressed.
How did I not know Jeremy's girlfriend's name was the same as my sister's name? Did
True.
I just never ask?
Yeah, maybe.
I just thought it was like Kayla.
Mm, no.
No.
Yeah, so I guess it's like a half lie, half truth.
Great for the game. Great for the game. Okay, so I got none of them.
Yeah, you got none of them.
Well, we did have a separate problem. With your dress not tying up for the dance.
Yeah,
that
was later,
concerning.
Though. Yeah.
It was cute how...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Was it?
What was the deal?
Well, there's a bustle.
I don't know what that word
it
means.
It just means like when you... Because it was a very long dress.
Yeah.
For the reception, they have it basically so you can like pin it up in the back.
Do you want to go put the dress on?
No. It's right there. It is filthy. It is like so dirty.
I think that's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah. And they have like a way that you pin it up. So all the excess is like off the ground so you can dance and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to blame my mom, but I was a little mad at her, which is not fair to her. But neither her nor I were really paying attention when the alterations person showed us how to bustle it.
Oh.
And I don't think she intentionally was like, this is how you do it. She was one of those very like,
it's a bustle.
Yeah. She just like did it. Yeah. She just did it. And then we were paying more attention to like the length of it and everything. So we did it and we did it wrong. And then Stefan and I are trying to practice our first dance and I literally cannot move. Like there's so much fabric on the ground.
When were you practicing your first dance?
Like before we came in to the ceremony or to the reception.
Okay, yeah.
Just in our room there.
Yeah. And I literally could not move. Like I couldn't. Yeah. I was like, Stefan, we're just going to stand and sway. And he was so sad.
That would be sad.
So then Sydney came in and we were like, we need to do this again. So they spent probably 15 minutes trying to figure out how to actually bustle it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we realized what actually we used, which I realized after, was just the excess fabric from the straps.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she'd pin the straps down, there was like extra loops mm-hmm. from just pinning the straps. So she just, tied the end of the dress to those.
It looked appropriate.
Which I appreciate that because I was pretty stressed about it.
I'll take credit for finding the loops.
Yeah, you did find the loops.
Stressed for the dress.
And it was still too long. Like the first dance wasn't as smooth as I would have liked it to be.
I only saw one step on the dress. Yes.
Yeah. That's good. I almost fell.
That's pretty.
But in general, we've done it much better in practice, which was, it's fine. It is what it is. But once I changed, I felt free. I felt so good after I changed.
Oh, yeah, you did change.
Yeah, I felt really good because it was a heavy, and it did keep coming undone, and it was still a little long, so I did step on it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really happy once I changed
because
I just had that dress as like a, I want to wear my wedding dress all night just in case something happens, and I was really glad. But, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you guys have fun?
So much fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we had so much fun.
Do you want to hear the vows that I wrote for both of you?
Yes, sure. Of course.
I didn't do that.
Do you want to tell, what did you think of our vows?
Oh,
because you have a lot of feelings about vows.
Very gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice. I didn't have my, are you sure, moment. I had a moment where I said, this is normally where I would say, are you sure?
You should give stuff in the context of that because he doesn't know what
at every wedding that I've ever been to, I always ask myself, are they sure?
Like when they say like, oh, I love you unconditionally or things like that.
I'm just like, at some point in the wedding, I'm like, I wonder if they're like really sure.
Yeah.
Like how sure are they?
Yeah.
Are they just doing this? But I did not have that moment.
That's nice.
But the officiant gave us an opportunity.
Yeah, I know. She did.
That was nice. Yeah.
That must be a legal thing that they have to do that.
I don't think so. I think she's a little weird.
I liked her.
Yeah. Who doesn't like weird people?
Yeah. I liked her. She gave us her little speech, which was nice of her. She gave it to Stefan's aunt to bring to us the next day.
I always like how the officiants are like, let me throw in all the facts that I know about this couple.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
But that's always nice.
We filled out our little questionnaire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I was pretty happy with her.
Vows wise.
Yep.
I don't remember a lot of it. But I remember
that's fair.
Out of the two of you, I would have said Stefan is the writer.
Oh,
ouch.
He was throwing some adjectives.
He did. He did. There. You did I make it like, very. Yeah.
I feel that like you were like, I'm getting married to an author. I got to
step
up. I got to throw some big words.
Yeah.
I think it's not surprising to me, but Stefan writes beautifully. When he writes speeches, like his best man speech for his best friend was beautiful. And it's not like surprising, but it is kind of surprising.
Mm.
But not in a you speak badly the rest of the time kind of way. Like that's what it sounds like when I say surprising.
Me,
and
Stefan,
that's
me happy in love.
Yeah, exactly. It was really
the
lovely.
The key is you just got to speak from the heart.
Yeah.
To like not overthink it.
Mm-hmm.
Put your words on paper, sharpen it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was reflected in both of your guys' vows. Mm-hmm. It felt authentic.
Yeah.
At least.
I think so. Yeah.
Except, here's the thing.
Okay.
Walk me
criticize
through this.
Us.
When you put in the vows, you look so handsome.
Yeah.
Or you look so beautiful.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't.
It's true.
You're guessing.
Yeah, I was pretty confident.
We could always not say it if it didn't apply.
Can you imagine? You look okay.
You know, I have this starting off with like, you look so beautiful today.
But
I don't think that's the right word.
I was telling Stefan the other day that I saw a reel from a wedding photographer who was talking about when people do their first looks before the ceremony. And it was like captioned like, there's something I always tell grooms now. And the story she told was because she was filming a first look and the groom just kind of stood there and was like, I don't love the dress, was basically his reaction.
Oh, shit.
So now she like coaches grooms to be like, you have to do something,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if you don't like cry or even if you don't. And I was like, I just don't know if that's true. Is that a true story?
That she has to coach?
No, that she encountered this groom who looked at his bride and was like, meh. I don't know.
You don't believe it is within the capacity of man to be
you're
like,
right.
Ah.
You're right. It just makes me sad that was with that guy
yeah.
for that long that they got to marriage point.
Maybe they didn't actually accept who each other is.
Oh, God.
One accepts the other for how casually cruel they can be.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other accepts the other for their poor fashion
yeah,
taste.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, it was nice.
I like that the first look was at the
yeah.
ceremony.
That was pretty important to me.
That was really cool.
And it was nice. It was really nice.
Originally, I wasn't going to be facing backwards.
Yeah,
the,
that was the officiant.
The officiant was like, oh, you should face backwards and do a first look. So we ended up doing
that. I think
that's
great.
It was great. Yeah. I thought it was really good. Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as I saw you and Karen, I was like, oh,
you're
done.
Yeah.
Cooked. Karen was crying even more.
Yeah.
Love Karen.
Like, oh.
Yeah, she's awesome. She cried a lot.
What has Karen said about me?
You know what? We haven't really talked about, we'll see her today. We haven't not talked too much about the wedding.
Yeah, we haven't.
We saw
her
for like 5 minutes yesterday or on Friday when we picked up Rue. So we'll hopefully do a good debrief today.
Good.
Because I heard... Yeah, you did a shot with her? No, Carly did a shot with her.
Yeah, we did a shot with her.
Okay, Carly
apparently
wasn't sure.
With Karen.
Hmm?
With Karen.
Yeah, with Karen.
Like a liquor
shot.
It was
a big deal, yeah.
Yeah.
Shot really?
Yeah.
What kind
Carly
of liquor?
Said it was her favorite moment, and she couldn't remember. She was like, there was a third person there. It was James or someone else, and I don't remember.
Shots.
Hmm?
There were four shots.
That's very interesting that they pour people shots, because we said no shots.
Yeah.
And I don't actually mind, because it didn't get too sloppy. But
I did tell you the bartenders were like, this is going to get messy, right?
Oh, did they say that? That's funny.
Did I not tell
no.
you No. Okay, me and... fuck.
Okay, I'll make it out. We got it. It's all good.
Me and Judd went up. Judd was like, do you want a shaft? And I was like,
oh, fuck yeah.
I don't care for shafts either way, but it's a wedding, so you might as well get schmammered. So mm-hmm. we got a shaft and also a pint of beer.
Okay.
And the bartenders said to each other while we were still at the bar and they were doing all their shit, they were like, this is going to get messy. And then they're like, no, we weren't talking about you two. We were just talking about
like
in general. But other than quack and quack, quacking.
Yeah.
I don't think it got messy.
I don't think it did. It actually.
There were some drinks spilled on the dance floor, but other than
but
that,
it really,
it was pretty contained.
At one point, Stefan's best man dropped two full glasses.
Oh, damn.
Within like 5 minutes
damn.
Or maybe 10 minutes. It wasn't even just like a sloppy
shout
spill. He just
yeah.
like dropped them.
Yeah.
So.
It like. Inside?
Yeah, like on the,
oh,
dance
yeah,
floor.
On the dance floor.
Do you want to describe what happened or do you want me to? And it was pretty early in the night. It was before the late night snack, for sure.
Basically,
so it was before 10:30.
Oh, man. Good late night snack. I didn't actually make use of it.
Yeah, oh, I know. I kind of
missed out.
I ate fries off of other people's plates.
Yeah, yeah. I have some thoughts about the wedding in general, but I'll get to those. Okay, go
so,
for it.
So Janet basically grabs this guy. He's the best man right after he spilled his drink. Guy's just
second
like,
time.
Yeah.
Did I see this?
And the guy was just kind of like, you know, wobbling all over the place. Like there's like kids on the floor and stuff. And Janet just like grabs him by the shirt.
No,
just
I
like,
saw this.
Just like this, the biggest grab, middle of his chest, right in the shirt, pulls him in.
And he's a big guy.
What did you say to him?
I thought I said tighten up.
But you said tighten
up. No, sharpen up. Sharpen up.
I think I said tighten up. Because tighten
up
is kind of what I go
up.
With.
I tried to like etch it into my brain after it happened. I think it was sharpen.
Okay.
I think it was sharpen.
Okay.
And basically you like yell at his name. You're like looking him right in the face. I'm not going to use his real name.
Well, we already did.
I've said it a lot.
Yeah.
Alden, sharpen up. Nobody likes a puker.
Yeah.
So, and the context for
and
this.
The guy was rattled.
He was rattled.
He
yeah.
woke right up. He just woke right up. Like,
yeah, he cleaned himself up a little bit after that.
The entire dance floor just like went silent for like 20 seconds. And I just was standing there. I look at Alden. I was like, yo.
But it was a bit.
Well, yes and no. I was wow. serious.
Wow.
Because I was like, it's too early for you to be. It's one thing if you're spilling things. Like, I'd already spilled on Uncle Jimmy. At that point,
you have an Uncle Jimmy.
I do.
I've never known this.
Yeah.
Wait.
His name is James.
I actually
call him Jimmy.
Oh, I didn't know James was could turn into Jimmy.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. anyways, moving on. Yeah, it was a little too early in the night, and it's one thing shit. If you spill. It's another thing. I think it still records even if it's asleep.
Hallelujah.
It's one thing if you spill, but he just dropped two full drinks. Mm-hmm. Like just, and I was like, okay. So I was not a bit. I was like, you need to tighten up.
Wow. I really thought that was a bit.
No, but we did laugh about it after.
Like a bit rooted in truth.
Yeah. But the thing, no one likes a puker. So all throughout my life, that's what my cousins have said to me. If I'm getting a little sloppy, like since I started drinking too young, they're like, Janet, no one likes a puker. And that's them being like, tighten up. Like you need to, you know, like pull it together a little bit.
This is going to be the biggest argument of your guys' life for the rest of your
what?
Life, whether it was sharpen up or tighten
yeah.
up.
Yeah, tighten
it was,
up
it
sounds
was sharpen because
more
right
like
after
me.
It happened, I literally was like, I need to etch this into my
I
brain.
Believe you. I believe you. so that's been like the, and it's not like they're, I've been on the verge of puking or he was on the verge of puking. It's just the code for like, you're being too messy right now.
Yeah.
But of course he didn't know that. So it didn't make any sense to him
yeah,
that
so
I was
confused.
Like, no what one
was
likes
the
puker.
Of the room who was observing.
So we talked about it the next day. We laughed about it.
And I think no one likes a puker also was like, oh, like he's not gonna puke. That's
no.
why I thought it was
yeah.
a bit.
No.
Well, it was a bit.
It kind of, yeah, kind of was, kind of wasn't.
You did a great job.
Yeah.
You did a great
and
job.
And I think it worked.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I'm bossy.
And like, how often do you get to grab a fistful of someone's
yeah,
shirt?
Yeah,
and
he
yell
did,
in their face.
He's too big a guy to be just
he is sensitive.
Fallen all over yeah. the dance floor, you know. Mm-hmm. When there's like little tiny children.
Man, these fucking children!
Yeah.
I
everywhere.
Was really waiting for them to go to bed.
No.
They did not.
No. At one point, my cousin's son went to my cousin and was like, they're starting to take their clothes off now. I think I'm done. My cousin was like, yeah, we can go to bed now. Yeah. Yeah. But that was probably after the late night snack. Yeah, they go hard.
Who's taking it? Was it Derek?
Probably Derek. I think Derek was the only one who took his
Derek.
Shirt off.
Oh, he took his shirt off?
Well, either that or I think he did have it off at one point and then he put it back on.
So, yeah.
And then it was just open.
Okay.
But you know, the ties. I did see he put you on his shoulders outside.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I did see
happen.
That. Yeah.
That was scary. And then he wanted to go inside and I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
He was dying to have someone on his shoulders. It was going to be me. And then I kind of was like, I don't know. Tonight's the night.
That's right.
When I was at Chainsmokers, I would like go up to the tallest guys around me and be like, If you put me on your shoulders, did she fart?
Yeah, she farted. It's really bad.
I'm not excited for this. I would go up to like tall guys around me and be like, if you put me on your shoulders, we'll be the tallest thing here.
And I think
oh God, it's gonna
really,
be coming my way.
It's really bad.
Okay, we are recording through a sweater.
It's so bad.
What has she been eating?
That's the thing.
Yeah, what
she's too relaxed.
Oh what?
My God, she's too relaxed.
Oh, too relaxed.
Hey,
Rue, sharpen up. No one likes a tutor.
And I think I said to you, or I said to Stefan, like, that's going to be great because Derek loves putting people on his shoulders.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So there you go.
Man, when I first met Derek, let me get into table 10.
Tell us about table 10.
Table
like a party.
Fucking 10. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I think, so I wasn't expecting to not be with Mira, but table 10 pulled through.
Yeah I moved
her,
I think, because we had enough people at table 10 and the vibes were going to be good enough.
I don't know who else was at this fucking wedding.
Yeah.
Because I mostly hung out with table 10.
That's good. Yeah. I'm so glad for you.
But it also seemed like there were so many different groups
yeah,
in the wedding.
It did.
That were like, they're happy doing different things.
Yeah.
There was like the patio group.
Yeah.
Just sitting around drinking.
Yeah. That was like older people. Yeah. Like our parents' age.
But like even your friends.
Yeah.
Seem to be more of like
a patio.
Around.
I know.
Yeah,
they
that
didn't.
Was interesting. Yeah.
There was a few of them that really went for it. Mm-hmm. And then some of them were pretty tame, which was surprising to me. I think the kids probably throw them off.
Yeah, that's super
presence
rare.
Of children, because all of our friends' weddings up to this point, there's been no children.
Like the entire time the dance was going on, I was like, when are these fucking kids?
Yeah, no, they don't
but
leave.
They did not.
No.
And honestly, I was mostly jealous and envious because they seemed to be having a better time than I was having. Not that I was having a bad time, but like they were fucking.
They were ripping.
They were like full send.
Yeah.
I mean, you were going pretty hard, too.
Oh, man, you got to go hard
yeah.
at a wedding.
Yeah.
Man, I love screaming. I was doing so much screaming.
I did lose my voice, definitely. I mean, you kind of heard me the next day. It was on its way out.
Yeah, was Monday worse for you?
Yeah, Monday I had, basically by Sunday evening, we went out for dinner, and I had no voice at dinner.
Nice.
And I started to feel horrible at dinner.
Nice. You had some voice at dinner.
I had a little bit, and it started to go kind of throughout dinner even more. And then by Monday, yeah, I didn't really have a voice on Monday, did I?
Hey, what a way to start it, am I right?
He was stoked. Silent road trip. He was so excited about it. We just
semi-silent.
Listened. We made a playlist with like all the music that we could remember
nice.
From
yeah.
the day, and we just listened to it for the whole drive, and it was really fun.
I thought the music solid.
It wasn't bad.
Like ceremony and everything.
Yeah. I made some good choices.
Oh, yeah.
We. I made some of those.
You did make some of them. That's true.
Okay.
I did the sick.
From the vows. Yeah. You mentioned star-crossed something.
Yeah,
that was from
that?
That
yeah.
was from
nice.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I like
Easter egg.
As soon as you said that, I was like, fuck yeah.
That's my favorite line from that song.
Oh,
that's why we went with the second half of the song and not the first half.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to throw in something about the twisting kaleidoscope moves us all in turn, but it would have been a bit more forced if I threw that into the vowels.
It would be, yeah. A lot of syllables in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a tough one to throw in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was glad I got that in.
Good
yeah.
reference.
It was a good reference.
Back to the dance. So yeah, everybody was kind of like, everybody had their like,
yep.
their group. There was mingling, but it was really nice that just like everybody, there was something for everybody there.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's so nice to have an outdoor space. Like I think,
yeah,
like my family really liked that and our family friends, cause they were just kind of sitting out there most of the night.
Totally.
Chatting,
yeah.
Which I think they like.
Somewhere a little quieter and but so nice out there too.
It was so nice. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Table 10 was perfect for each other.
Yeah.
We had each other the entire night.
Yeah.
Except Evan.
Oh fuck. Drud called me a racist at one point.
What did Evan do?
He left. I don't know. He was hanging out with people that he knew, probably.
Oh, I thought you were saying he's bad vibes. Or
oh, no. No.
Fucking hell. Drud called me a racist at one point.
Yeah, why did... Oh, because of the Mexicans.
Yeah, because,
because
the
of
two
the Mexicans
at the entire wedding were sitting at the same table. And I was like, honestly, happy accident.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Didn't know that
Wait,
other person
no,
was
that's
from Mexico.
Not true. Wait,
I didn't.
You specifically told me that.
Well, what happened? You guys were already at the same table.
Oh, okay.
And then we were talking to this person's,
oh.
Marcel, Stefan's brother, about because his girlfriend was going to be at a table with literally no one she knew. So I was just listing facts about everyone at the table.
Oh,
as
what
many
did you
facts
say about us?
I said that you liked astrology.
Oh.
I said that I probably talked about Drud being into like music festivals and I don't know.
Is Drud into music festivals?
Well, yeah, Drud rip Stampede.
Oh,
it's all Drud.
Right.
Like the more
Stampede
that kind of thing.
Is a music festival, yeah.
But then I also mentioned that Drud was from Mexico. And then the astrology thing and the from Mexico thing really stuck.
Yeah.
Because those are the two things.
All
that
of the Spanish speaking people were at that table. Ainsley also speaks fluent Spanish.
She's also, yeah, that's true. Because Alden is from Guatemala, so he is also fluent in Spanish.
Yeah.
He wasn't at that
so
table.
So besides the wedding party, all the Spanish speakers
yes,
were
true.
At that
yes,
table.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. But Erica was like, good job for putting the two Latina people at the same table.
It's more of like
and
an
I was
age
like,
and like
I
interest
was like,
yeah,
it wasn't on purpose, but there you go.
Yeah.
No, I think it worked out really well.
Yeah.
When I first met Derek,
yeah,
I thought he was already hammered.
Yeah, that's the vibe Derek gives.
But like,
yeah.
I don't think he was.
No, probably he might have been.
He probably had a couple drinks.
He might have been on.
Right, but he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's hammered from a couple drinks.
No.
True.
Yeah.
He is always kind of operating at 10.
He always
kind of
looks a little strung out.
Yeah, he always looks strung out for sure.
Yeah. No, he was like literally like drunk eyes.
Yeah, he kind of always looks a little strung out.
Before everything started. But great guy.
Yeah, very fun.
He was really dying for more passion in the kiss. With the toasts and whatnot.
Yeah.
When it was like, for no clinking glasses or whatever, but you have to like sing some lines from a love song or whatever. If it was my family and the weddings I've been to, there would be no kissing. There would be no toasting.
Yeah, I was pretty confident that at least my family would be on board.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. There were so many.
Yeah,
I was really
happy with how many there was.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, we've done it before. Impressive. When my cousin got married, like many years ago, probably over 10 years ago, we did it then.
Okay, yeah.
And it was fun. And yeah, I was pretty confident. And then I remembered as we did it that like Stefan's aunt really likes to sing. Mm. So that went well. And
even
like
my parents and their speech
Taylor's
in a song.
Yeah, your parents, that was so cute.
Yeah.
The Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah.
That was cute.
And then so Derek was wanting more tongue for all these kisses. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I gotta do one. And he busted out Baby.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm gonna do the Luda part. And he's just like looking at the lyrics and just at the table, just like practicing for a long time. But the first time that he did it, he was just like one of the most impressive things that I'd seen. I was like, I actually don't know if he's actually saying the words, but it seems like he's saying the words. And I think he just.
We did actually grab a video of him doing that thing.
Yeah, we have you have the video of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Speeches were good. None of them were too long.
Yeah.
They were all good.
Alden's was a little too long.
Whatever. We knew Alden's would be long.
Damn.
Jeremy's was great.
Yep.
Really brought the house down, you know?
People were saying that Jeremy's was one of the best wedding speeches they've ever heard. Like multiple people came up to us and told us that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of people thought our MC was a professional. I was like, tell
He's
him
polished.
That.
He's polished.
He is polished.
We rode down on the chairlift with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think. What else you got? What else you want to talk about?
What else do we have?
From the wedding.
Love affair with table 10. We have another guest willing to come onto the podcast.
Ooh, okay.
Who do you think it would be?
Evan Melchin.
It is Evan.
Yeah.
Did
That's
you know
right.
That?
Yeah, I think he told us. Or you told us.
Okay.
One of the two.
Evan, I talked to Evan. He was stoked. He was like,
he was really down for it.
Yeah.
I have no idea what story he's got for us, but
some crazy ex stories.
That's what we're looking for.
We are like, he's gotta think about, you know, if this becomes really popular, he is part of the Mormon church and he's very involved, so we might have to be careful about what he says.
We'll call him Steven.
Yeah, we'll call him something else for sure. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
At one point, I think Judd was flirting with me.
Oh, really?
Well, it was a truth or a lie, so it was framed as a truth or a lie. But
lie.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Holy shit. At one point, we were coming back from their hotel room in between the ceremony.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
We saw you driving because we were driving away for our photos.
How did I look?
Fine. I don't really remember.
Okay, well.
I liked your outfit, though.
I liked my outfit, too. Yeah. It was nice to be able to, like, be, like, cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Stefan was about to pass out on the chair.
It was hot, yeah.
You should have taken off your jacket. I was thinking about that after. But
take it off. Take it off. Take
no,
it
you're
off.
All dressed up.
I know,
you need it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's part of the
Yeah, thing. I want to know the vibe with Dredd throughout the day, like what you guys did.
It was really nice. Okay. But when we were coming back from the hotel room, I was just like leaning up against the wall because there was some issues with the lock or something. So I was just waiting. And then Dredd walks down to catch up. And he's like, you could be a rock star. And I was like, wow, that's
nice.
One of the nicest things that anybody's ever said to me. That was great. But the whole day with Dredd, very nice.
Yeah.
What'd
you guys do?
Well, hung out.
Yeah.
We went to the ceremony.
Yep.
We kind of like snuck in just in time.
Into the ceremony?
Kind of. We got like at the ski lift at like 1:40.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We were like one of the last people
yeah.
to actually go up the chairlift before you guys.
Yeah.
But I was like stressed a little bit.
Were you?
About it. Because there's no parking at the yeah. Where you got married. And so I had to drive to where I was staying.
Yeah.
And then we had to like walk.
I was supposed to send an email about parking that morning or the but day like, before, and I didn't. But
you had already said stuff about there's not going to be much parking.
Yeah.
So I have no idea where people parked.
I don't know.
But
whatever.
C'est la vie.
Yeah.
I did really, really good. I was not bullying Drud.
Good.
Immediately.
Immediately, of course. Yes.
When I picked them up to go to the resort, I had One Direction.
Nice.
I was just like, I just want you to feel comfortable.
Very nice.
I don't want to scare you off at
all. Yeah, you guys have never been in a car together, so.
Yeah, I guess. Wow.
Sorry.
Bunch of firsts. We touched for the first time that day and was in the car with Judd for the first time that day. But I did really well not like bringing up the podcast and being like, what the fuck is going on? Until she said something where it was like, it was just like very obvious that she has not been listening and just like not connected, not anything.
No idea what's going on in our lives at all. Yeah.
And I was like, you know, it's been like 20 minutes and I've been doing so good not bringing this up at all. But like, if you listen to the podcast at all. So yeah, that was fun. And then we talked about our dynamic.
Oh, okay.
About how I feel like I always bully them.
Yeah.
And I don't think they cared at all.
No, I don't think so.
I kind of feel like we're the only people, like Drud feels like they can be very sarcastic.
Yeah.
And that I can kind of match that sarcasm.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
That's good.
I do have another Drud related thing.
Okay.
One was, it doesn't sound Drud related, but it is Drud related. Great fucking food.
It was good, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. I went back, I don't know how many times but I went back a lot of times.
Good.
So hopefully it was just like a lump sum kind of thing.
Yeah.
You weren't charged for every single morsel.
No.
Was that a truth or a lie?
That you went back a lot or that you liked the food?
It's gotta be a truth.
No, it's a lie.
Did you like the food?
I love the food.
Okay, good.
I only had one serving because when Drud and I were hanging out afterwards, I was like really hungry.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got sandwiches back at the hotel. So I had one of the best sandwiches that I've ever had in my fucking life.
This better not be a truth or lie.
No, this is true. It was like pizza. It was made by somebody, one of her friends that was there. It was like pizza bun, great meat, some pickles, lots of cheese. I think there was bacon on top of it as well.
Nice.
And it was like, it was gigantic. I ruined my fucking appetite on this fucking sandwich. And I only had like one serving of everything, but it was really good.
Me too, because I was literally forcing myself to eat. I was not hungry at all that day.
Whoa.
Like at all.
Like stressed or what?
No, I just think adrenaline and stuff. Like even in the morning, like I was like forcing myself to eat. They even like put aside a plate of the appetizers for us, which was so nice, and I couldn't even eat all of those.
Okay. I only had the appetizer that had watermelon in it. What other appetizers were there?
There was like a crepe with mushroom, like a mushroom crepe.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a little bruschetta, and then there was bruschetta,
chicken skewers,
and then like Thai sake. Chicken skewers.
Yeah,
damn.
But I like literally had to force myself to eat, so I didn't enjoy the food as much as I wish I had.
Yeah,
I wish I ate more for sure. Yeah. I only had one plate, scarfed it down as quick as I could.
Yeah,
I know, right?
It's kind of the thing, but the food was good.
It was my one regret.
Yeah.
Did you guys get the poutine?
Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
We got some poutine. Someone brought us. I didn't even see the dessert set up. I don't even know what it looked like. Hopefully, it was cute.
I didn't have any dessert.
You grabbed us cookies, or someone grabbed us cookies, which I was happy about.
Cookies were so cute. At some point in the night,
I think maybe your mom grabbed us some or something because I ate a couple.
Someone gave us a plate of
which is I think that was our coordinator.
So table 10 was one of the tables that got moved to the dance floor. They took our fucking CDs.
Your what?
Seeds.
Oh, I have a bunch. You can have. It was like you got to take everything with you because they're cleaning it all up. But I have a bunch. You could take a couple if you want.
Perfect.
Um,
I'd like to grow things.
There you go. Okay, how was the cocktail hour? Because obviously we wanted to go out.
I was hanging out.
Our plan was to go out for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then leave and do the grand entrance. Okay, but yeah, with the dress fiasco, it didn't work.
It was fine. It was mostly just me and Dredd on the patio.
Okay.
Hanging out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I have to get the vibe from like Jeremy and stuff.
Yeah.
I hope it was fun.
There were like two mortifying moments.
Okay.
I'll only share one.
Okay.
I'll talk about the other one off the podcast. But the second mortifying moment I had was the day after at the lunch.
Yeah.
And Caitlin and Jeremy walk up.
Yeah.
And I remember things about the end of the night.
Yeah.
And Jeremy's state at the end of the night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Caitlin comes up and is like, hey, I've got a voicemail from you. And I was like, no, you do not. I did not do anything. I was not part of this. That was all Jeremy. And so she plays the voicemail and it's like Jeremy talking, like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's you. And he's just like, Karma is a cat.
Yeah.
Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is. And then I come on singing some more Karma lyrics.
Good.
And then I hear myself say, oh, is this your girlfriend? Oh, no, I don't want to do this. So the mortification turned into, I'm very proud of myself for not being okay with it.
Yeah, she did tell us about that the next day. You also didn't remember that we saw each other that evening.
Well,
like, we came out and sat with you guys on the deck.
It was less that I didn't remember it because I was, like, so drunk. And more,
right,
like, a lot of things had happened.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't. I had to get my memory refreshed.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with that photo?
I think we should post it on Instagram.
I also think so. But
we should have another one, too, of you, Dredd, and I.
Yeah.
Someone definitely took one of the three
Dredd
of us. Does
not
she have pictures?
Three of us. Stefan's in it as well.
Oh, okay. Nice. Good.
I just have one.
I'm like, if she has pictures, I want to see them. Because I really
upload
don't have
them to the Google file.
Yeah, I have no pictures.
Dredd is pissed.
Oh.
That.
Love it.
Whoever took the photo, cut out the feet.
Oh.
And I was like, why do you want your dogs?
Let me see.
Out there. But she was like, you know, you're.
Oh, see, that's one of the better. I haven't seen very many photos of my dress.
Oh, yeah.
Because I haven't really seen very many photos. That's really cute.
Yeah.
I think that's very cute. Okay, can you send that to me?
Also, I mean, Dredd also noticed that this picture is like a little tilted.
Yeah.
To make me even more taller than everybody else.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, will you send it to me?
Yep.
Thank you.
What else?
Oh, there was a strange man who came into the...
Oh, yeah. That was like the only hitch that I noticed.
Did I tell you about this? It was quite early because it was still light outside. It was when I took a picture with some of the Lakeview girls, like the girls.
Okay.
I noticed that there was just some random guy, older gentleman, came out and sat on the patio with like a drink.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. And Justin was like, nope. I got it. So he went and told the coordinator... And she went and kicked him out. And I actually wasn't sure. I was like, I'm just not going to deal with this.
I actually told the coordinator.
Oh, did you? Oh, you maybe you said that. I thought.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Because
I just wanted to claim credit. I did.
You told the coordinator?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Justin,
he
I think.
Probably also did.
Yeah. I think Justin was the one who said to me, like, no, I got it. Don't worry about it. It's all good. I wasn't actually that worried about it. I was like, someone will kick this guy out.
He didn't seem upset.
Well, he had a really weird vibe to him.
He was just like, hey, sweet party.
It was like very obvious.
Nobody's kicking me out,
so
weird. I must be allowed to be here.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Open wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I hope this isn't someone we know that I've like missed. But I was pretty sure it wasn't. Yeah. But it took me a second to be like, I don't think this is anyone I know. But I did have like 30 seconds after that I knew someone was going to kick him out of being like, please tell me that's not someone who's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
That would be weird if they were supposed to be there.
Yeah. But that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. You guys had fun that evening afterwards?
Yeah, we were out for
a while.
A fair bit. I don't know what time you guys left or you left.
Were you there? Two. Stephen was there too.
Oh, it was only like a little bit
later
after that. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I know that because we went to go all the stuff and stuff like his suitcase and everything when was in his parents' room. Mm-hmm. And we were supposed to, I think, get Marcel to let us in and we didn't. So we went to our room, realized you didn't have your stuff, came back out.
Yeah.
You guys were not on the patio anymore. And we were like pounding on Stefan's parents' door. And it's like 2:15 being like, we need his stuff. So then we went, we were like, oh, maybe they're smoking out front. So then we went out front and we got locked out. But luckily we had our room key.
Yeah.
So we got back in. And then Stefan just didn't have any stuff, which is what it is.
No stuff at all.
Nope.
Started off right.
Yeah.
Start from scratch.
Just nothing.
I grabbed it the next morning.
Yeah, it was fine. But yeah.
But it was annoying. It was like,
Yeah. Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that Drud has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Been telling people all night that she was single. Yeah. Actually, I only told one person, who I think is the only person who could potentially deserve her.
Everyone was like, I told
our friend Malcolm, who is literally like maybe the best person in the entire world. I was like, just, you know, because we're always trying to find Malcolm a girl.
Yeah. Why aren't you trying to find me a girl?
I can work on that now.
Yeah, but like, why haven't you been?
I don't know. It's a good question. I just don't know many single girls, which is kind of the problem.
Shout out to all the single ladies.
Yeah. But then Nick found out. So Nick was wheeling hard.
Nick was glued.
And then like literally, and then I'm talking to Nick's there and he's like, oh fuck. Drud's like so many.
Quack City part three.
Yeah. Drud is like, so Janet, I feel like I need to tell you I do have a boyfriend. And I was like, what the fuck? I've been telling people you're single. And she was like, yeah, I know. And Nick was like, what the fuck? And then they had a whole conversation about him being like, so could you tell I was flirting? Like, what do I need to do differently? And I was like, Nick, you're a great guy. You are not ready to be in a relationship. No. You can't even show up on time to a wedding that you've known about for a year.
Yeah.
And you also didn't book yourself accommodation.
Didn't book a bed.
Yeah, what did he end up doing?
He just slept in Stefan's friend's room on the couch.
Yeah, because he said he was going to drive home that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, which was good because one of Stefan's friends was so wasted he was like falling over. So they were taking care of him.
Damn.
He also signed, Jeff and Nick signed everything together, which That's is very cute. Funny. Like their card they signed together and our little like guest book thing they signed together, which is pretty cute.
Oh, man. The guest book.
Yes.
The Sharpies were really difficult to use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a little sad about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really, really struggling. I was just taking it really slow. Dang. Just going one stroke at a time.
Yeah. The fine tipped end of the Sharpie wasn't really working.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It kind of like got stuck in the.
Well, and that's why we were supposed to have special pens.
Oh.
Because we were supposed to have special pens for the person who did the print was like, you need special types of pens for this. Mm-hmm. So we bought them, but they didn't work.
Oh.
So that's why the Sharpies were there.
I like that you taped the big end of the
Sharpie.
That
was the coordinator who did that like immediately. She was like, I taped them because one person used that and it kind of bled a little bit, which is fine. Yeah, it looks fine. Yeah. You can still read what they wrote.
Yeah.
But
have you gone through like the advice?
No, we haven't looked at it at all.
I don't think I put anything in.
No.
No, I did put something in.
Did you?
In. Yeah.
Did you sign it? Well, we know it's from you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We read our cards, but
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't, we haven't gone through that yet.
Yeah, I wanted to put something funny in. And then it was, some of them were gross that were coming to mind.
Oh.
Not other people's. I didn't read other people's.
Yours were gross.
Yeah. like, don't underestimate the power of getting on your knees.
Oh, okay.
For, like, forgiveness.
Also. Yeah. I got you. Thanks.
Maybe I just couldn't figure out the wording because that seemed to flow. but. Yeah, it wouldn't have made sense if I didn't sign my name to the one I put in.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah, I'm excited to read through them. We watched all the videos we had to take the ferry to get home across Arrow Lake. What? That's the only way to get home from where we were.
Right. Where were you?
So we were at a resort called Halcyon Hot Springs. It's like north of Nacusp and south of Revelstoke. It's kind of, and it's on like a lake in BC.
Okay.
But to get to Revelstoke, you have to like cross the lake. So to like get home, we had to cross the lake.
Oh.
And we missed the first ferry that we were aiming for. So we were just sitting at the ferry port for like an hour and we watched all our videos.
We didn't miss it. We
were there in plenty of time. There was just a massive lineup. On. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
But that was nice. It killed a lot of time and we got to watch all the speeches and the ceremony and everything. And it was really nice.
What was it like afterwards? after like everything kind of like died down and it was just the two of you.
Like, what was that like during the day?
Yeah, what was like the post-wedding vibes for you?
Just like very relaxing.
Like, mm-hmm. do you mean like the next peaceful. Day, the next last week, or do you mean that day after the ceremony?
We all of it.
I feel like I had a lot of adrenaline like that whole day. Right? Like after the ceremony, I feel like I had lots of...
The first day that we got to the hot springs, we were still kind of like hyped up.
Yeah, but even just the wedding day, like I feel like I had a lot of adrenaline that whole day.
Tons of adrenaline that day. Even the next day. I only slept like 4 hours that night.
Yeah.
I slept like 3 till 7.
Yeah.
And I just could not fall asleep. I was like just trying to process everything that happened.
I took a sleeping pill, so... I took sleeping pills for like a week straight. I'm just weaning myself off now and it's not going well.
Yeah, we were tired the next day.
Like, yeah.
We were zombie mode.
Yeah.
Like, we're still trying to visit with a lot of people, you know, going out for dinners with like my family. And then we went and saw more of your family. And then we were trying to help Karen pack up at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And I kind of lost it a little bit.
We were like, we had like loads of stuff. And Stefan had the cart. And I was like, oh, are you good? You're going to take that? And he was like, yeah, he was in the hallway. And he was like, yeah, I just need to not hear voices for a few minutes. And I was like, okay, I got you. You go.
Just been like days straight of me just like taking in. Like,
yeah, talking. Lots of input. So, yeah, it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But no, I found Monday. Monday we drove for like 6 hours. But it was a nice drive, I thought. And we stopped for dinner. But by Tuesday, I feel like we were just full relaxing mode.
Yeah.
We were just vibing.
I could dig that.
Yeah. We did lots of like pool time.
You get any naps in?
You know what? We didn't really nap, but we just like went to bed when we were tired and slept until, even though we were up probably by 8:30 every day, because we weren't really staying up.
Didn't get any real naps in.
Okay, yeah.
Rested by the pool.
Closed my eyes a bit, but never like actually fell asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good weather.
Weather was beautiful. The Wednesday we went to Revelstoke because we'd not booked massages at the place we were at and it was all booked up, which was like it was kind of my bad. So Revelstoke, which is like an hour and a half away, an hour 15 away.
Yep.
They have like a mountain resort where my cousin got married a few years ago. So we went up there and got massages.
Shout out Grace.
Shout out Grace. And we went on the mountain coaster, which was really fun.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
That was a good like breakup of the week because there really isn't much to do at this place other than like sit by the pool. Like there's really not. There's nothing close to it. So that was nice. And then more pool time, more hot springs time.
Yeah, we also ate at the restaurant in Revelstoke. I went and worked out at a local gym.
Stefan went for a workout. He's very happy about that.
Yeah.
I sat in a cafe.
To like get the blood flowing and get some just time to just chill. So it was really nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was really relaxing.
Yeah.
I love laying by a pool.
It's
pretty much all I need.
I think your wedding caused me a lot of back issues.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of the week.
From all the jumping.
No. From one thing specifically. Rasputin.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Oh my god, my quads were fucking dead for like the entire week.
That'll do it.
And I think it really, like, I've got some fucking knots in there.
Oh no. Yeah, that'll get you.
Yeah, I went for a massage on Tuesday or Monday.
Nice.
And like I was going for my back, and then when she was massaging my quads, I was like, holy shit.
Like, maybe spend some more time there. Yeah.
But honestly, if I just do Rasputin once a day,
that's your workout.
I'm gonna get
done.
Jacked.
There you go.
Shit.
Maybe that's what we need to do.
It's crazy.
Marcel's girlfriend said the next day she's like, my legs are pretty sore, and I was like, that's weird feedback after a wedding. It's one of the first things
I
like, because I was like, did you guys have fun? And she was like, yeah, I had a lot of fun. My legs are sore, and I was like, okay.
I fell into a swamp at the end of the night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, down by the chairlift.
Oh, just a random swamp there.
Yeah. A little low area.
Okay.
Lost a shoe.
Oh, no.
Got it back, but.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Good times.
Good times.
Good times. Just chilling.
Yeah, we had fun.
We did.
What's up?
I was just going to say, should we quickly do my two truths?
Oh,
we
have
yours.
Gosh. We didn't even go through them, and then you'll go, and
gosh.
Jimmy and I will catch up about the week,
because
I want to know about his work week.
On the podcast?
Yeah, but well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But tell us your two truths and a lie.
Okay. And if you know the answer.
Okay, I won't say anything. I'll try to keep my face straight.
My middle name is Samuel.
Lie. It's James.
I saw a restaurant in Fernie with my owl tattoo as a near replica for the logo.
Okay.
Ooh.
And I watched zero sports games or highlights during the wedding weekend plus honeymoon. Those are my three.
Plus honeymoon.
Yes.
So lie, true. I'm going lie.
What was the first one?
The middle name Samuel. Samuel.
Okay.
So we're going lie on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Do you know what it is?
It's James.
It certainly is not.
No.
I don't know.
Should I say it or is that
is it
too much
Titus?
Information?
Is it
Titus? Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have your middle name on social media and things?
No.
No.
Well, I think we're fine.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
I can keep guessing.
It's yeah. biblical.
It's pretty common.
Ooh,
name.
John.
Nope.
No. Joseph.
No.
Matthew?
Yeah.
Whoa,
good,
wait.
Good job.
Yeah, you got
Do
it.
You know my middle name?
James. I don't know your first name. I know your middle name.
Jimmy James.
Wait, Jimmy John actually would be kind of fun.
No, it's Matthew.
What?
Did I know that?
Actually?
Yeah.
Cute.
Oh, shit.
Look at you guys.
Your name's Matthew in the middle.
Yeah, my middle name is also Matthew. What are the chances? Oh, that's funny. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, no, I don't talk about
Learn
my middle name often.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Neat.
Huh. Neat.
That was pretty much the same bit as what I was trying to do.
It worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
Honestly, even better.
Yeah.
Yep. The second one was the... I can't remember if you said true or false. The restaurant in Fernie with the
I believe
owl
it's
tattoo.
A true, but I also don't know if you have more than one tattoo.
I do have an owl tattoo, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't, it's hard to show now, but
yeah.
Yeah, it's got like, it's very intricate with like blue eyes.
Yep.
But anyways, yeah, we saw this restaurant in Fernie.
The Mexican restaurant.
And they have this like very
You're
intricate
really on Mexico,
owl
eh?
With blue eyes, like mm-hmm. very resemblant
very
of my tattoo.
Wow, I love
similar.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, very chills. Similar. Yeah. Kinda, yeah, we wanted to eat there, but we didn't
yeah,
get
we
it
did
in.
Yeah, we did try and eat there, but yeah. It was extremely busy.
Next
so
time
we'll
go, just
we'll
the
go
two
back
of us.
Next time, we'll,
yeah.
We'll get some merch as well.
Yeah, get some merch.
Oh, maybe yeah. someone else can be invited.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, come on,
and then
man.
What was the last
oh,
one?
Oh, my God.
The okay. zero sports games or highlights during the wedding weekend.
I can't believe that. An entire week?
I
Wait,
don't know if that's
what
true.
Week is it? No, there's sports on.
There's always sports on.
Yeah.
There's always.
Even on Christmas Day, there's
Except that one week.
There's some sports. There's
no,
all.
There's that like 1 week.
There's always
some. Where the when the ESPYs are on. There's always some sports, except
I feel like
not a lot of sports
I feel
during
like
that
CFL
1 week.
CFL would still be on. WNBA
oh,
would still be on. But anyways, that is true. I
no way.
Did not really have time or
the will.
Yeah.
We had our phones away a lot on the mini moon.
There
really,
just, there really was just no need to
yeah.
watch sports highlights. Well, I should have watched the Stampeders highlights because they won on our wedding day.
Oh, oh,
yeah,
that sucks.
Boo!
You can be happy for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That was good. Think? Yeah, I was like, I don't think you did, but it's possible. Like no. you looked at some stuff on your phone, which is totally fine.
I'm shocked.
Yeah,
I'm impressed.
But it also, actually. It's like it's one of those things where I also believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you're just like.
So you know. Much going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were just
right
vibing.
Yeah.
Just chilling. Mm-hmm. You had something that you thought of during that adventure?
Fucking the road to Fernie.
It's good, right?
It's like a nice road.
Yeah.
But the people driving on it.
Oh, really?
I could do without.
Oh.
Because I'm not.
You went Saturday morning?
I went Saturday morning and came back Sunday.
Yeah.
And Sunday was a suffer fest
really
for me. But it's like,
it is too lame
unless you're going like really fast.
Yeah.
You just have like a giant line of cars who want to go fast behind you.
Right.
And then they're just going to fucking pass.
Yeah.
Whenever they can.
Yeah.
And the thing that really pissed me off was when like people did not have the sense of urgency that I was looking for on like
when they were passing, when,
like the last person passing you.
Yeah.
Was like, I'm just.
And you're like, yeah. be faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, some motorcyclists passed me really slowly and were, like, the last ones to get in. And I was like, you guys could die super easily.
I know.
If I was not nicer,
yeah.
you'd probably be dead.
Oh, I don't like that. Yeah, I guess when we drove down, it was Thursday, so it wasn't very busy.
Not
but it is two lanes, so it does, yeah.
It's a nice road, though.
That section of road, when we went to the States last summer, was really painful. It was really busy and it was like, yeah, But this time it was okay.
Yeah, you had some issues when we were driving Rebel home. Silk and Golden was really bad.
Oh my God, it was fucking brutal.
Yeah.
We were, you know, it's like 2-lane highway, so then there's passing lanes, so you're trying to pass people. And when you pass someone, you should go back into the other lane so that other people can pass you.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of these cars were just staying in the fast lane.
Yeah.
So then I'm stuck behind them, and then we all get stuck behind, like, the next semi.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I could have passed all of you guys. Yeah. I was very frustrated.
Yeah.
It was just really busy. Like, it was just a lot of volume and just people driving like fucking idiots.
Not communal.
No.
No.
I was like, the rules are, if you pass someone and there's someone right behind you, get over.
Yeah.
And if they're not going to pass you, they'll also get over. But then that gives them time to pass you.
Yeah.
It was very frustrating, the drive home.
Well, a lot of people driving home on the Sunday were probably like wedding people. So you guys were all just like fighting with each other.
Well, and it's just like Sunday's always like
busy
traffic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good shit.
I want to know about your week.
Is
it podcast content or is it not podcast content?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Truth or a lie? I ran into my grade 3 teacher from where I used to live.
I'm going to say it's a lie. It's like seems your grade truthy. 5 teacher or something.
Seems like it could be truthy.
It was my grade 5 teacher.
Yes. Fuck yes. I know your games. I know your games.
I was honestly like a little disappointed in myself when you guessed lie. And I should have. I was like, ah, yeah. Of course you would choose a lie because it was like, oh, it's something else. But yeah, it was my grade 5 teacher.
That's so random.
Yeah, they were picking up one of their kids from the summer camp that I was doing.
Okay.
And I was just like, I like kind of recognized them.
And you went to...
Because it's been 20 fucking years.
And you went to grade 5 in a different province.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's so random.
Yeah. And so I was like looking at them and I was like, things, wheels are turning.
Yeah.
And I, like the entire time they were picking up their kids, I think I was just like looking at them. Really strange.
Yeah.
But yeah, and the next day I was like,
that's who that was.
Thank you. Taught me
grade 5.
It's
probably so weird for them too because like they taught you and now you're like doing your like
it was
teaching
like,
their kids.
I'll
so
see
like,
your kid in 20 years, I guess.
Yeah, that
keep
is
this
weird.
Going. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that was one.
Do you want to stay or do you want to go?
Depends how long.
Should I stay or should I go? Honestly, it might just be more catch up as I pack up.
Okay.
Oh wait, my sister did send in questions.
Oh, okay.
Did Jimmy and Drud talk about the podcast? Yes, we did.
Yes.
Drud is much more amenable to coming on the podcast around September.
Okay. I can be on board with that.
Once the studying has commenced.
Yeah, and we have two guests lined up.
Yeah.
Look forward to that, listeners.
And I never really got to the
bottom.
One
of them is you.
What? Well, then we have two other guests. We had
now we have three. You're right.
And
Morgan.
Yeah. Or Quack.
So,
I don't know.
So, okay. So
I don't know who's getting quacked up in this thing anymore, but
there are no
so
rules.
Yeah, we've got guests and we'll keep reaching out.
Yeah.
We'll be the premier podcast in the city for sharing some ex dirt.
I would love that.
Did Jimmy meet Janet's mom and what did they think about each other?
Mm.
I met your mom for the first time, like far into the night.
Okay.
Probably right before the shots.
Okay.
And it was fun. Kay. She knew who I was.
Yeah.
I knew who she was.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a picture of her before.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could tell who she was because she was the one walking
down
the
aisle. Yeah, she walked me down the aisle.
Spoiler alert for all of our finance bros, I did not actually walk Janet down the aisle.
In case you didn't get that was a bit.
Yeah. and I think we were fans of each other.
Yeah,
and then
I can see that.
We spoke a little bit at the lunch the next day.
Oh, nice.
I met Caroline.
Yeah, Caroline, she's great.
Caroline.
Caroline. Yeah, it's a
Caroline
confusing one.
Caroline is always a tough one to remember for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, your mom was going on about something about the middle school girls and like just like how we make such a good team and it's something about, it must be something about the long hair and the middle school girls. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I don't know what she was talking about.
She got your last job a little confused with what we were doing.
Oh, I see. I see.
You were doing more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Middle school girl stuff.
You have the same hair.
The exact same hair.
Yep.
Except yours is wavy and I'm jealous. But I got to do my curly girl stuff. I got to try it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. See what happens. Mm-hmm.
Evan's just like looking back and forth.
She's
like,
taking it all in.
Did Jimmy finish the crocheted wine holder? Didn't even start it.
Okay.
But I do have something to mention about the gift that I did give you.
Yeah.
Did you notice how, do you have anything to say about?
Yeah, it's just all $5 bills. I opened the card and I saw, and I was like, fuck him. I said that to Stevan.
I said, no, this is good.
Yeah. Stevan was so excited because really he needs cash for ball hockey. Need, like,
no. Cards. Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah. I was like, fuck Jimmy.
I thought it was a great idea.
It was.
Did you notice, you can say how much, do you know how much money it was?
Yeah.
Do you know, how much was it?
70.
70.
I didn't understand the significance of that.
Well, like, I hope you guys, like, it's kind of like an omen of, like,
seven.
Maybe, I hope you get seven.
What? No.
See, I'll just this stop. Is what she doesn't do with you. She doesn't try to finish your sentences.
Your
just,
sentences.
Okay.
This is normal.
You know, like, I hope you guys get, like, 70 years together, you know?
Oh,
like,
cute.
Kind of like a little. No, that wasn't what it was. The ATM fee was $5, and I was like, actually, I'm going to, you guys put the ATM.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But I was thinking about, like, ooh, what's the good bill amount? And it was like, you know, 50s. I would have probably done a 50, two tens, and a five.
Yeah.
But the ATM didn't do tens.
Right.
And then I was like playing around with it, and it was just like, oh, I can do a 20 and like this many fives. And I was like, I should just do all fives. And I think that was, I'd like to get like a nice stack.
Yeah, it was a fat stack.
Yeah.
It was a fat card.
Yeah, it was. That's true. That's very funny.
So yeah, that was no crocheted wine holder.
It's okay.
Were there any surprises at the wedding other than the dude? I guess surprises that I planned. No.
Well, the refresher was a nice surprise. We haven't even talked about that.
I did. What's the? Oh, yeah.
It was nice. It was cute.
Yep. That was about it.
Yeah.
I didn't have it on the table the whole time
because
I
dare you.
Thought it would look weird in pictures, but I did put it out sometimes.
Part of me was like, I hope she doesn't hate it.
No, I thought it was cute.
When I went to, when we were at Starbucks, I don't go to Starbucks very often.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, okay, there's that weird size thing. Where large means medium.
Venti.
Well, no, large means medium.
Okay.
And so I got me a large, and then I got you a large, and then mine came, and I was like, this seems larger than I expected. But I was getting tall or grande mixed up.
Yeah.
And then Drug was like, no, it's like large means large. And I'm like, grande means large.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
I see. Yeah, it was cute. Yep. I liked it. I didn't drink all of it, but I drank about half of it.
Was that a flavor that you liked?
It's not a flavor I get, but okay. Honestly, it was pretty good.
It was acai.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
What one do you normally get?
Well, I haven't been on refreshers as much because they got rid of the berry one. I usually get the lime one. Well, the lime one came back for the summer, but it's done now. So I haven't been on the refreshers as much because I just don't have the flavors I love as much. But
the surprise that I did have for you at the wedding was that I found Anna with one N.
Yes.
No,
that was
no progress.
No progress.
I had to send a connect.
Yeah, on
LinkedIn. So I think.
Yeah, I'll have to. We'll have to fill you in about this off the podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I filled you in about this. But
Anna with one N, born January 28th.
Yeah.
Likes house music. I remembered other things.
There's one more thing.
I remember other things.
Yeah.
But that was what I remembered.
Yeah. But there was a fourth thing. There was four things.
The Greek dance that didn't happen?
No. Oh, yeah. We don't need to talk about that. We already talked about that.
Oh, you're talking about the surprise or Anna with one N?
No, Anna with one N.
Anna with one N.
I don't know an Anna with one
N. She from Mexico? Is that true?
No, she's from Peru.
From Peru.
But I didn't remember that when I was telling you guys
about it. Yeah, that wasn't one of the facts. I'm trying to remember. There was another fact.
Anna with one N. Born January 28th.
Not at the wedding.
No. This was a whole thing before. No.
Drud's friend.
No. I found them at Chasing Summer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then
I
lost them at Chasing Summer.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. You were trying to connect.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were asking me if I knew this person. She was asking me.
Yes.
Anna with one
hand. I was like, nope.
Born January 28th, likes house music. There
I
was.
I think it was just Latina.
No. Oh, maybe it was no, just that she was Latina.
Yeah. So you found out
Brown
all
hair.
This, but didn't get her number.
No,
nah,
but
crazy.
Now
no,
he's found
well,
her.
I was inebriated.
Yeah.
So I got distracted.
Yeah.
Then she ended up
leaving.
Moving on.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But you found her.
Found her.
Yep. Oh.
Found her. But no connection. C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. Worth a try.
So yeah, that was the only surprise. And did somebody give Janet and Stefan a car?
No one gave us a car that we know of.
No car.
No car. Unless there's a car R.I.P. sitting at my mom's right now. But I don't think so.
And nobody decorated the house, hey?
No. Oh, yeah. I didn't tell Stefan about that either.
What, this house?
All of your disappointments.
All of my disappointments.
That's probably a good thing that they didn't do that.
Yeah. It's okay.
Would have been a lot.
We got a really nice gift. One of our friends made us a crib board.
Oh, nice.
I'll show you after. And it's the topography of Fernie. It's really beautiful. It was a really thoughtful gift.
That is cool.
Yeah. That's we only sweet. Had two people mm-hmm. not come to the wedding who said they were coming. Oh. And they told us ahead of time.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, I'm pretty happy with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any surprises?
And that other guy that missed the ceremony, but that's neither here nor there.
R.I.P. Nick.
Nick. That was so funny. He so felt classic. So bad, and I was like, literally, like, I stop apologizing to me. I do not care.
Yeah.
I was like, I would have cared if you tried to come in after me. Then I would have fucking fought you.
It was just so funny because it was like right after it ended, we walked out. First thing we see is this guy getting off the chairlift, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yep.
It's so like classic.
It seems that's like his personality. That's very Nick.
Honestly, we half expected him to not show up at all and just totally forget and be like, oh, that was today. So it was very sweet that he was there.
For
he felt
my
bad.
Sister's wedding, the MC was like MIA the entire day.
What?
He didn't show up.
Oh wow. My gosh, that would be stressful.
Yeah, it was weird.
That is weird.
And yeah.
Did like, he never showed up?
He never showed up, never like sent a text
That's
during the
crazy.
Day.
Crazy.
Apparently he had like a really bad migraine.
But he couldn't tell someone.
It's just weird.
That is weird. Right? That's a fucking lie.
It's weird, right?
Yeah. I did have like, crazy. You just hope your vendors show up because like they're like legit vendors, but you can't control. I was like, what if one of them just doesn't show up?
Yeah. Bad shit happens all the time.
Yeah. Actually the couple days before the wedding, when we were still in Calgary, I think on Wednesday, maybe, Stefan had gone out to do some errands and he'd said he was heading home and it was like quite a while. And I was like, oh, he's dead. Mm. I was like, of course, we're getting married in 3 days. He's dead. I was just sitting on the couch, like staring out the window waiting for him. And he wasn't texting me for very, like, it was something like there was a reason. I can't remember. You were driving. Oh, your hands were full. You were trying to like, anyways.
Can you imagine if while he was trying to inform you that he was late, that is what killed him.
Yeah.
It's okay. You guys are married now.
It's true. That's true.
Till death do you part.
I don't
when
know
are you gonna you don't want you want to part before
no yeah, so I had that brief thought, but really Friday I was so stressed. It was the most stressed I've been in this entire process.
Yeah.
The rehearsal day.
Hmm. The rehearsal itself was fine, but just everything around it, there's quite a lot to do. The barbecue, we had like a family barbecue. Mm-hmm. And I was really, in my head, I was like, okay, I'm going to get everything done before this barbecue. And then when the barbecue comes, I'll be chilling. Mm-hmm. That was not the case. Mm-hmm. I just could not relax. So, but luckily by Saturday morning, I was chilling. That was actually going to be one of my truths or lies. Did I cry the night before the wedding?
Oh, did you?
No, but I was so close. There were so many times where I would like hug someone. I'd be like, from no reason at all other than just like pent up exhaustion and stress.
Yeah.
And I told Carly at one point, one of my bridesmaids, I was like, I'm gonna cry tonight. And she was like, oh. And I was like, it's fine, I'm just warning you. It didn't happen, but I was just like very stressed that whole day.
Yeah.
But by Saturday morning I felt totally fine, so that was good.
What were your stress levels like?
Not super bad.
Yeah, I think you were.
Yeah, I was pretty
what
chill.
Was the chairlift ride up for you like?
Oh, I was like just so many different emotions, just like anxiety, but also excitement, and also just like dying from heat.
Yeah.
But it was a really fun morning, just like getting ready. Yeah. Like, we had a really sweet view from our room. Like, right onto the
Stefan's parents had the nicest room.
So
that
we
was
were just
the
like
best.
Ripping music, like popping bottles in there. Like, it was so fun getting ready. Yeah. We even went to the gym for a little bit. Alden and I went and lifted some weights.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like being in there with my boys and my parents, and Evan came in for a bit and helped us with the boutonnieres and the ties.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool vibe though. Yeah. So fun. Just so like, just the anticipation was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ours wasn't quite as much of a party because like we actually had to get ready.
Yeah, we were partying.
It took us 4 hours in total between all of us to get ready. So
popping multiple bottles, you know, just drinking tequila on the chairlift.
Yeah,
up.
You guys were.
We had a little thing.
I was a little stressed before the ceremony. We did. I don't know why. I can't remember what happened, but there was something going on, and I was a little stressed. And Carly was like, "Take a shot of Pink Whitney," and I did, but it like didn't. It was more like, "Oh, I have to
you
do
have
this."
A
at
high
this
tolerance
point.
To alcohol,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Seven drank way more than me that morning. I actually really didn't start drinking until after the first dance. I just had so much adrenaline.
Yeah,
I had like maybe one glass of, maybe two glasses of Prosecco, but I don't even think that many.
What was the hangover like? Did you get hungover? What was our buzzes? What was buzzing?
I felt I was at a good level.
I had no hangover, just insanely tired.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I was just like zombie mode.
I was a
but no headache or anything.
Yeah, I was a little hungover, but not like totally functional.
Yeah.
But by dinner that night, I don't know what it was, yeah. Which is kind of the opposite. Normally you start to feel better as the day goes on. By dinner, we were sitting there at dinner waiting for our food and I felt like shit. I was am I going to have to leave to throw up?
No,
like I felt
yeah.
really bad.
Drinking all day is tough.
Yeah, right. and I hadn't drank that day, like on the Friday or on the Sunday.
Also, that restaurant took forever.
The food took a really Sunday. Yeah, because we didn't really drink on Friday at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then I
drank a decent amount on Friday.
Yeah, I guess you did. Alden was like, on one. Yeah, I had a couple of drinks, I guess.
Yeah,
but on
nothing crazy.
On Saturday, I really didn't drink that much. Like I drank after our first dance when I changed. Man, I felt good when I changed in my dress. The freest
yeah.
I've ever felt.
Well, I came back to the room as well, and I
yeah.
changed. I took off my my suit jacket
and you
changed
your
my
shoes. Yeah. yeah.
That yeah, we were feeling good.
Yeah, we were feeling so good.
That.
I was like, I am ready to have a drink now. I was like, I'm ready.
Had,
chill.
Like subsided at that
yeah.
point. And I was like, oh,
we had nothing to do
just,
at
like,
that point.
Nice.
Just relax. And chill. That was,
but yeah, by dinner the next day,
awesome.
I felt really shitty.
Yeah.
But during the day, I felt okay. Just tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. when we first did our like grand entrance when we came back for the dinner, it was really cool because we like kind of came out and we're like partying, like, you know, cheering as
Stephen
we walked
was,
down.
Stephen was like running.
Well, I was just fired up. I was like, "What do we do?" I was like,
"Yeah."
And then we
and my dress got stuck on someone's
yeah,
chair.
Yeah. And then we sat down at the table and I both had this moment of like, "Oh man, like everyone's just watching."
It was,
like, it was
so
weird.
I don't know if you saw my face, but there was a good like.
You're like
probably
10
seconds where I was like, what the fuck? Because everyone's still looking
stage.
At you. Like we probably should have kissed or something. We didn't. I don't think we did. I don't know. It was just like weird.
I think we may have.
But either way, I liked it. I was like, hi, everyone. Like, it was just so it was odd. But
yeah.
then it was pretty quickly okay. But there was like a good couple seconds where I was like, this is a
and
very
we
weird
had, like zero buzz in us at the time. So I like,
yeah,
yeah
over
that's
at my
true.
Best man. And I'm like, pour me a glass of wine right now, motherfucker. And he pours it for me. And like people have pictures of me just like
chugging it back. Yeah. Yeah.
Just,
and
like,
I
multiple
just,
pictures.
Yeah. I was a little stressed at that point, just like with my dress and everything, but it was still really
After
fun.
That we're just rolling.
Yeah.
Played the shoe game. Had
shoe
our
game
speeches.
Was good.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
at that point, like there was just no nervousness for our own speech or anything like that. No. Like that was the least of my worries was our speech.
Yeah.
Like,
the first dance was a little bit on my mind. But after
honestly,
that,
first dance was pretty good. You didn't necessarily put your leg up at the end, but
no, that picture's not going to be as good as I want it to be.
The dip.
We weren't Perfect. Supposed to kiss in the dip. That was like our dance teacher was like, "Do not kiss."
I think I kind of blacked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to watch it. We hadn't watched any videos the next day because we didn't really have time to like sit down and enjoy them. And I was like, "That it's living in my head, and I need to watch it to make sure." Because for me, I was quite stressed throughout the first dance because my dress was quite stressful
mm-hmm.
and I kept like stepping on it and I almost fell that one time. So I was like, I need to just know if my face looked as stressed as I felt, but I don't think it did. So I just was like, I have to watch this to get it out of my
it
head.
It probably made for some good photos though, the kiss and the dip, but you're right. We weren't supposed to kiss.
No.
That for whatever reason, it just kind of happened and I was
just like
a blur.
Follow your heart.
Follow your heart.
It was beautiful.
But. I'm excited to see all
got
the photos.
Got our spins in, got our sliding door.
I was a big fan of the dance.
Were you?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. Okay, should we wrap it up?
Oh, yeah.
You got anything else?
I don't think so.
You wrote some notes, so what else? Do you got anything more?
Yeah, this is a big one.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
I've got one thing.
Okay.
So I haven't been using like the toothpick things for a while. I ran out and then just didn't
like flossing.
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
Like floss picks.
Yeah, but not
yeah.
actually like the floss pick, just like the sticks.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And so I got some new ones.
Yeah.
And just a neat little life update. My gums have like receded since I stopped using them.
That's not good.
Sorry, I kept phrasing these. It's a truth or a lie. Truth or a lie.
Oh,
sounds like a truth.
I think it's a lie.
It is a lie.
Good.
My gums have like rebounded. They're,
oh yeah.
Like, I have to like stab
oh, yeah.
my fucking gums now.
Well, and they probably bleeding the first couple times you
yeah,
did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. The one back here. Holy crap! I just like have to spear it every single. I'm like, I want it
what
to
a
recede.
Life, what a life update.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just had so many.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Big news.
Okay. All right.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
You got anything else, babe?
Happily married over a week now.
Yeah.
Producer Stephen and Janet forever.
1 week. Yesterday.
Yesterday.
One we missed
down
it.
Down forever to go.
Didn't celebrate.
First week flew by. Well, we
yeah.
celebrate every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, that's fine. We celebrate every day. True.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Beautiful.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Someday.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's all we got.
Till next time.
Adios.
No scaries.
Bye.
Bye.